seemed to be a very religious, God-fearing squadron.
That's funny you say that, because I've never thought about that.
Really?
No. I was not a man of faith when I was in at all.
Hmm.
But, I mean, if you look at it, the Crusader.
Yeah.
We have crosses. And a lot of those guys were, you know, their faith was strong. And, yeah. But, and again, I don't know other ones, you know, what the other squadrons are doing. But, yeah, that'd be fair to say.
Was there a lot of praying and...
Not that I was a part of. I mean, to be quite honest with you, I'd be like, get that crap away from me.
Okay.
If someone was pushing in my face. But at the same time, I was kind of like what I like to say, Christ curious. Like, what is that exactly? What does that mean? And I remember asking Adam and Dom a lot, like, hey, you know, I mean, I ask stupid questions like, what book do you like better, the Old Testament or the New Testament? Not knowing what the heck I'm even asking. Like, what kind of question is that? And I would ask, dude, and I would just try to, like, get just a little bit of information before I get to... It's probably good to give you a little background on that, which I've kept locked up forever until this. It's when my parents went through a divorce, probably when I was 7 or 8 years old. And I was in my bed one night. And, like, if you can just imagine a room I'm against on the far side of, by my window, my bed was there, and then the door's on the other side. And I wake up, for some reason, I look over, and I see Christ. I see Jesus. And I knew who Jesus was. And my mom never took me to church a lot. I went a couple times, but, you know, you always see the picture. I knew who Jesus was.
Where did you see him?
In my room.
Where? In a closet, on the wall?
No, he was standing in the middle of the room, and he was transparent. I could see my bookshelf that was behind him. And he just stood there. He made no facial expressions. Kind of had a... like a glowing light to him. Long brown hair, beautiful face, like just perfect.
What was he wearing?
A white robe. A white robe. And I just remember I could see my books behind him because I was like, wow. And I didn't know what to think. I didn't know. And I looked over and, you know, I'm looking at him and I'm just like, and I'm not scared. I'm not screaming. I'm getting chills, man. I'm soaking this in. And I'm not knowing what anything is. I was awake and I saw that. And for however long he was there, he vanished. And soon as he vanished, my room was the blackest of black I've ever seen in my entire life. It was so dark. And the fear that came over me was overwhelming. It was the scariest thing. It wrecked me.
Really?
As soon as that darkness hit and I tried to scream for my mom and I couldn't, and I finally got the courage and I guess you could say strength. I was like paralyzed. And I went to her room and I really didn't say anything. I don't know if I mumbled anything or like, hey, I saw something or whatever it was. But I freaking went to bed in her room. And then the next couple nights, just thinking about it wasn't the greatest sleep, but I was scared. So I'd cover my head up. Turn on, you know, use a nightlight, which I never did before. I mean, a nightlight that was like pretty much Batman's freaking signal. It was so bright. I was like, dude, I don't want any more of this stuff. I was like, this sucks. Like that scared me. And I was confused. I didn't know. Like, and I, a couple days later, probably about a week later, I think, I somehow, my arms made it out of my little protective fortress of my blankie. And I felt tickling in my arm. I heard orchestra, like organ music, you know, organs or whatever at church.
Like at a church?
Yeah. Which is the creepiest sound in the world. And I feel tickling and I wake up and nothing's there, just my light. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what is going on? And the chills are ridiculous right now. I'm like seeing it all. I go to my mom's room again and just a lot of weird things happened during that time. During my parents' divorce. But I know what I saw, and I know I was awake when I saw it. And to me, Jesus became the boogeyman. I wanted nothing to do with him. Keep it away from me. I don't want to be near you. I don't want to see you. It was so bad, I went over to spend the night with a friend that I met at seventh grade when I switched schools. Like, we were awesome, played basketball together. Like, he was just cool dude. went over to his house, not knowing his father was a pastor. And he like kind of had a loft where we were going to sleep for the night. And I was walking up the stairs, and on the left, there was a picture, and it was Jesus's face. And instantly, I was like, I got to leave. I called my mom and had her pick me up. I was
wow.
like, this hurts to talk about. I was scared to death of him. I slept under my covers until I was a sophomore in high school.
Are you serious?
I was scared to death of him. I'd be sitting on my couch watching freaking Saved by the Bell. And I would make myself think about Jesus busting in like a Navy SEAL and taking me away from my parents. Just scooping me up and taking me away to God knows where. I would have those thoughts often. I painted this picture that he was evil, he was wrong, he was bad. And I didn't know anything about him.
Did he ever reappear?
No.
No.
I mean, in other ways, which we'll get to, but yeah. No, that was, I mean, I didn't want anything to do with him. I did not want anything to do with him whatsoever. I got married at a church, my first marriage. And went to other weddings, but I would never go to church. I didn't want to be around. I would drive by one and I would cringe. I was scared. I was scared. I was extremely.
What was it that helped you overcome that fear after you were a sophomore?
That came a little later. Okay. Do you want to go in timeline or you want me to jump to it?
We'll go in timeline.
Okay.
We'll go in timeline. Well, it is very strange that you had this connection to Jesus as a young kid all the way up, through high school, and then you wind up at Gold Team as, I mean, do they call you a crusader?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so interesting.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Ryan. Click here to subscribe to the Sean Ryan Show YouTube channel for the hottest and most compelling interviews that you will not see anywhere else. I've also made a playlist of all the previous SRS episodes so they're easy to find. You can find that right here.